Now, you'll know by now that I am a sucker for one-liners from movies and plays and books, right? So my one for you this morning comes from the movie Dirty Harry. I think you all know what it is already, huh? Clint asks what I think has become the question of all questions. You know what it is? He says to the guy, you've got to ask yourself one question. I can't do Clint Eastwood, but he says, you've got to ask yourself one question. Do I feel lucky? Well, do you, punk? I love that. I just love that line. For today, though, the matter's a little different. Suppose God asked you a question. Now, that's a change of pace, because usually in our prayer time, who's asking the question? It's us, right? Why? But let's suppose that it's the other way around. Suppose it was God asking the question. And what if the question was sure to become a one-line classic, like good old Clint's? Well, do you feel lucky? How would you respond? If God asks you the granddaddy of all questions, you know the one, what can I do for you? What would your request be? What would you ask for? Money? Power? Fame? Long life? Health? The answers to our most burning questions like, why, God? What would be your heart's desire? What could God do for you? Now, we already heard the story about James and John and how they answered Jesus' question when he said, what can I do for you? But here, this one, it's the story that follows immediately after James and John, and it's the healing of blind Bartimaeus. They came to Jericho, and as he and his disciples and a large crowd were leaving Jericho, Bartimaeus, son of Timaeus, a blind beggar, was sitting by the roadside. When he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to shout out and say, Jesus, son of David, have mercy on me. Now many ordered him to be quiet, but he cried out even more loudly, son of David, have mercy on me. Jesus stood still and said, call him here. And they called the blind man, saying to him, take heart, get up, he's calling you. So throwing off his cloak, he sprang up and came to Jesus. Then Jesus said to him, what do you want me to do for you? What can I do for you? The blind man said to him, my teacher, let me see again. Jesus said to him, go, your faith has made you well. Immediately he regained his sight and followed him on the way. Now you know how blind Bartimaeus answered the question from Jesus, what can I do for you? The gospel today, both lessons have Jesus asking that same question, asking a blind man what he can do for them. I mean, that sounds like a no-brainer, right? And Jesus asks that one question that I think we'd all like to hear, one question that would be a dream come true. First, he asks James and John, and then later he asks Bartimaeus, what can I do for you? What do you want me to do for you? In just a few short verses from Mark's gospel, Jesus asks that same question two different times, and he gets two very different answers, two very different situations, but the same question asked by Jesus. First, James and John say to Jesus, teacher, we want you to do for us whatever we ask of you. You know, that's not a request, it's a demand. And it's not a very polite demand either, is it? In fact, it sounds kind of on the rude side to me. Teacher, we want you to do for us whatever we ask you. James and John tell Jesus to do whatever they want. So it's the first time Jesus says, well, what do you want me to do for you? And then James and John proceed to tell Jesus exactly what they want for him to do. They don't hold back. They don't sugarcoat. They don't seem to care how rude or ignorant they might sound. They just put it out there for Jesus to deal with. I mean, how in your face can you get, right? Did you catch that when Mary was reading that story? Let us sit, one at your left hand and one at your right hand in your glory. In other words, we want the place of honor and glory at the right and the left hand. I think that's a pretty nervy request, don't you? To pretty much demand that they get the highest places, the most honored places, the greatest places in the kingdom? Not to mention that they should have known better. Not just from the rudeness factor. It's more than that. They should have known that with Jesus, you don't necessarily get what you want, do you? But you always get what you need. James and John have to be willing to share in the suffering that goes along with the glory. Can you drink the cup that I must drink from? He asks them. Now contrast that to the scene with Bartimaeus that follows immediately. Here there's no demand, no rude request or anything like that. He just sits on the side of the road and pleads. Granted, he's pleading at the top of his lungs, but he pleads nonetheless for Jesus to have mercy on him. Nothing more, not a demand for power or glory, just a plea for mercy. And Jesus poses the same question to him that he did to James and John just a few minutes earlier. What do you want me to do for you? And Bartimaeus gives a very different answer. He says simply, "My teacher, let me see again." And Jesus answers and says to him, "Go, your faith has made you well." Maybe it's a lesson in being careful for what we ask for. Maybe it's a lesson in knowing how you ask for something. Maybe it's a lesson in what is and is not an appropriate request of Jesus. Maybe it's a lesson that's trying to teach us the difference between Jesus, the one who's merciful, and Jesus, the genie who magically grants all of our wishes and crazy demands. And yet, maybe it's more than that besides. Maybe Mark is trying to teach us that of all the things that we can lift up to God in prayer, that first and foremost, we need to know how to ask for help, how to ask for mercy. That at the bottom of every one of our needs, there is first and foremost the need to be healed, physically, mentally, spiritually, emotionally, and we can't do that healing ourselves. We need help. Sometimes our lives need an intervention. We can't heal ourselves. That's God's work in our lives. Heck, James and John were too blind to even realize they needed some serious help in their lives. They were in need of some serious healing. That they needed some mercy, just like Bartimaeus. Healing from some serious ego issues, if you want my opinion on it. Among other things, they needed healing. Forget what they wanted from Jesus. But Bartimaeus, he knew he needed mercy. And he knew he needed healing. He knew he was blind and that he needed to have his eyes opened up. And not just physically, but spiritually. James and John were still miles away from coming to that realization about themselves. Bartimaeus had no problem with seeing his need for help and about asking for help. And because he saw his need for healing, the result for him was nothing less than miraculous. He's an example of the kind of richness and blessing that can come if we are willing to ask. James and John's results were way less than miraculous. Not only did they not get their wish granted, they got a promise to get the same baptism by fire that Jesus was going to get. Like I said, Jesus doesn't always give us what we want, but he always gives us what we need. There on the side of the road, as the crowd milled around and watched Jesus and his disciples leaving Jericho on their way up to Jerusalem, when he heard that Jesus was about to pass by, Bartimaeus knew he needed help. He knew he needed healing, and he knew he couldn't do it himself. And so without hesitation, without any sense of embarrassment, he begins to shout, "Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me." Well, the people around him thought he was out of his mind, so much so that they kept ordering him to be quiet. It was as if they were embarrassed by his calls for help, you know, kind of like big boys don't cry. But Bartimaeus continues to not only ask for help, but to cry out at the top of his voice for help. And it's through his story that we learn some important things about what it means to come to Jesus in our want and in our need. He was a blind beggar, Bartimaeus was, which meant that his only hope for a real life was to regain his sight. But that's not what he yells out to Jesus for. What he says is, "Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me, a sinner." He doesn't say, "Jesus, Son of David, heal my blindness. Have mercy on me, a sinner." He recognizes that he needs healing, but that the healing he needs is first and foremost from sin. And everything else is just icing on the cake. Asking for help from God begins when we acknowledge that we have a problem, not only that big upfront problem, whatever it happens to be, but also the underlying one. And while we may appear fine on the surface, we know that other needs are always lurking. There are certain things over which we are powerless, and sin is definitely one of them. To get help, whether it's physical or spiritual, we first have to know what that underlying issue is. And then we need to be able to take the leap of faith and ask for help. We have to believe that we qualify for help before we can ask for it. Bartimaeus believed he was worthy of help, not because he was a great person. He had no greatest blind man of all time trophy to hold up and show everyone. He knew he was worthy because he was one of God's children, a Jew who had been looking for the arrival of the Son of David, the Messiah. So when Jesus hears his cries, he says, "Bring him to me." And Bartimaeus responded by throwing off his cloak and running to meet the one who could help him. He puts himself in a position to receive help, and he even embarrasses himself further in order to get close to Jesus. It's an act of faith. By casting aside his beggar's cloak, he's showing Jesus that he's open to being changed, to have his life changed, to have himself changed, and that he's ready and willing to be transformed by God's mercy and transformed into whatever Jesus wants to transform him into. He doesn't expect restored vision. He doesn't ask for power or position. He asks for mercy, and he knows that what comes from that can only be good. He's ready to be transformed, maybe not in ways that he expects, but he knows that he will be transformed by God in an amazing way. So Bartimaeus asks. From the emptiness and the pain of his life, Bartimaeus asks over and over again. No matter what other people may say or think, and he really truly expects that Jesus will hear him, that Jesus will stop for him, and that Jesus will deal with him. Not in the way that James and John expected Jesus to grant their wishes, but with the expectation that Jesus would be merciful to him. And when Jesus is merciful to him, when Jesus is merciful to us, then all bets are off as to what could happen. Asking is the key to receiving. Jesus says later in Mark's gospel, "Whatever you ask for in prayer, believe that you have received it, and it will be yours." Asking God for what we need in prayer opens the door for having God meet our needs. Can you imagine standing before Jesus and hearing him ask you the same question he asked James and John and Bartimaeus? "What do you want me to do for you?" What would be your response? What are your deepest needs that you haven't asked Jesus or anyone else to help you with? How might you take a leap of faith and ask? Believing that you can receive all that you need and more. Ask yourself this morning. What are the deepest needs and aches of your heart? Where are the tender and broken places in your life that need healing? What are the things and the situations that you just cannot forgive yourself for or forgive others for? Can you offer them up to God in faith, knowing that God is indeed merciful? Jesus says to Bartimaeus at the end of the story, "Go, your faith has made you well." Not "go, your sight has been restored." Did you notice that? But that you have been made well. In exactly the ways that you need to be made well. Faith can make us well too. We may not receive precisely what we want, but we can be assured that Jesus is ready to supply our need. Faith is the catalyst for asking, and asking is the key to healing. And when we don't have the faith, and when we don't have the courage that we think we need to be worthy to ask for mercy, we ask as so many others in Mark's gospel do. I do believe, Lord, help my disbelief. I do believe, Lord, help my disbelief. And there will be an answer. When Jesus asks, can you? The correct answer is, I sure can, with your help. Amen.